We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brad Nass from CBS Sports. Always great to spend some time with you. Thoughts about what you saw yesterday? Greg seems to think Georgia left some opportunities on the floor. I think this Georgia team is playing up to the level of its competition than they showed yesterday.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Florida's probably a little bit better than everybody thinks they are. They hung in there yesterday and played right to the very end. They couldn't get off the field on third down defensively, and that's where you have to give Georgia and Jake Fromm all the credit. I don't know what they ended up, maybe 10 out of 13, something like that on third down, and Kirby would take that every single week, if you could do something like that. So that was a story a year ago, too, All the touchdown passes that Jake threw were on third down a year ago, and all the big plays he made yesterday were on third down again.
But it just seems like this team doesn't have that, and I don't know what word, mojo, whatever you want to call it, that instilled in you that these guys were going to go deep into the playoffs like you had last year. I mean, is there anything that you can see, and I realize you got to go right down the middle and stay neutral, but from this team to last year's team, what's that extra little something that for those of us who are looking at it, that seems like it's missing?
That's a good question, Greg. It's not quite as sexy as it was last year. I think, and I don't want to put, I thought James Kolick called a really good game yesterday. I think Jim Chaney's a really good play caller, and he knows how to put people in situations where you have matchup problems. And I think they did that a little bit better last year, but I also think that, Jake was really comfortable with the guys he was throwing to last year. He's just starting to get there now, and Cager's his guy, and that was huge that he came back and was healthy yesterday, or they wouldn't have won the game. But, you look back at last year, all the passes he threw, I think, DeAndre Swift caught a couple last year for like 13 yards, and Charlie Werner caught one. All the other passes that Jake completed were to all the guys that are either in the NFL or at FIU or somewhere trying to play in the NFL. So I think the confidence he had in his receiving core probably dictated a little bit what they did better a year ago than what they're doing right now. But I think they're getting there. Pickens has got to start making more plays. Some of the other guys, Demetrius Robertson made a few yesterday, but the big guy was Lawrence Cager, and they're going to start leaning on him a little bit heavier.
Great to spend some time on the waitfor.com hotline with Brad Nessler, CBS Sports, joining us this morning. And obviously, he called the game yesterday, and you keep an eye on the SEC. That's your game each and every week. The first bowl rankings are due to come out soon. Do you have in mind what your top three or four might be if you were on the committee for that, or what we might see when it comes out?
I would say LSU, Sam. I think they've got the best resume so far. And I'd love to say LSU, Alabama, and go down the list like that, because our game coming up this week's LSU and Alabama, and a 1-2 matchup would be great. I think they're going to lean a little bit to Ohio State probably in the 2 spot, and Alabama 3 and Clemson 4, Penn State 5, and down the list like that, I guess. Probably Georgia, moving up to maybe 6, seeing they beat number 6 yesterday. That's probably the way it'll fall, I think, although it would be interesting, I thought, for the committee to have Ohio State pass Alabama, because in the coaches' poll, it's Alabama 1, LSU 2. In the AP poll, it's LSU number 1, Alabama number 2. So if the committee sees something completely different than the coaches and the media do, that's going to be kind of interesting. I mean, that's their job, is to not worry about what the other two polls say, but it would be kind of weird if they kind of jumped Ohio State into that spot, but I think they probably will.
Brad Nessler joining Sam McGregor, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Did we see this LSU offense coming like it has come on this year, last year? Joe Burrow and his play. I mean, the best thing about LSU being good is we get more Coach O interviews. I mean, you got to love hearing him talk, but did we see this coming?
Towards the end of the year a little bit, but they totally changed and went to the spread. Joe Brady brought some of the New Orleans Saints type stuff in. He was an assistant with the Saints, and he came over, and he and Steve Emsinger together have created this monster. And I think Joe I think Joe Burrow's confidence we saw coming near the end of last year, because from, you know, mid-season on, he kept getting better and better and better. And then I saw him down at the Manning Passing Academy in the summer down in Mississippi, and, you know, he was throwing it all over with all the great quarterbacks. There's 45 good quarterbacks there, you know, and I was like, man, Joe is ripping this thing. And so I think as he got more confident and then they went to the new system, he just loves it, and he really anticipates, you know, Coach O would say he knows where he's going 9 times out of 10 with the ball before the snap. Sometimes you don't want it to be quite that many, but he does have a great football mind, and he's going to be a really good pro quarterback too. But from midseason last year to now, and then the change of the system to spread everything out, and they got really good receivers, you know, just like Alabama does. So the combination of things has just created a monster that we've never seen from LSU on offense, and it's fun to watch.
Will be fun to watch next week, and obviously that's your game. You're on the call. Alabama, what will we see up there? Obviously concerns about quarterback. You expect Tua to be back for this game, and if he's there and starts, how well do you expect him to perform?
That's a great question, Sam, and we're not going to know that until this week. It's going to be 21 days in between when it happened and when he will play. I think he's going to play. You know, I think Coach Saban's playing it just like a coach would do and saying it's a day-to-day and a game-time decision. Maybe it is. I don't know. Will it change really how they play? It'll only change that Mac Jones still has 4 of the best receivers in the world to throw to. He got it to him, you know, last week against a lesser opponent. Can he do it against LSU's defense and Grant Delpit and all those cats on the LSU side? I don't know. But, you know, he's still got some weapons to work with if it happens to be Mac Jones. But if it's Tua and Tua promised his team he'd be back, I'm going with Tua on that one.
Brad, you know, I think this is long overdue. Sam and I were talking about this earlier, and this is not a popular conversation in my house, especially since I'm married to somebody who lives close to Ann Arbor. But listen, Charles Woodson, the last decent defensive player to get the Heisman Trophy. This award is for the most outstanding player in college football, and I cannot believe I am hearing people sort of poo-pooing the thought that Chase Young shouldn't be involved, and obviously a ticket to New York, but I mean be either 1 or 2 on that list.
I wish Chase Young was playing for the Atlanta Falcons right now. he's in my top. You know, I get to vote, and I don't get to say who I vote for until after I vote for him, but I would have him going to New York for sure. There's no doubt about that. I haven't seen anybody. You know, you got to go back to like Hugh Greene or something, and you mentioned Woodson, and that's a different position. But as far as being a game wrecker, the dude's a game wrecker, and he's really fun to watch. So I got him going up there right now, but that's all I can say about it.
Okay, we'll get any more to say about it.
I mean, it's silly not to have a defensive player. I mean, this guy, he's unstoppable. Listen, the quarterbacks that they got, they got to throw it to a guy who's got to catch it, which helps their yardage. This dude is doing it on its own, and he's doing it being double-teamed in a lot of cases too. That's just me. I'm his agent today.
Yeah, you are here. Brad, before we let you go, we talked about the teams in the conference who we expected as far as the SEC goes. We expect what we got from Georgia, what we're getting from in Florida. As some people may say Florida's a season ahead of time from LSU and Auburn. But we expected something from Texas A&M when this season started. What happened out there?
Yeah, I think we expected too much, you know. They're still a year away, I think. The recruiting they have done now for this coming year, you'll see that show up, and the recruits they have coming in next year. I think we were jumping a year too early on A&M. They still got some work to do, but I think they got kind of like too good, too fast in year one under Jimbo, and everybody thought, well, year two he's going to go, and this, but their schedule's been abysmal too. They got a tough schedule. Them and South Carolina wouldn't want to be either one of their schedules, but. That's part of it. The schedule's part of it, and they're still a year away.
Brett, what are your thoughts? I know they lost last night, and actually they came back, but the story of SMU this year.
Did they lose last night?
They did. They lost to Memphis.
Lost to Memphis, yeah.
But it was like 54 to 48, something like that. They lost by like one touchdown. And I don't know if it was as close as the score showed out, but that program coming back, because Sam and I earlier were talking about Penn State, and it's like now it's an afterthought in the minds of a lot of people as to what they went through so many years ago. But
Right. Nobody's
had the death penalty since SMU, and these guys sitting with an 8-0 season going into the game last night. Yeah, they did lose, but that story this year is one of the brighter stories of college football in this season.
Oh, I think no doubt. That and Baylor, you know, those two teams, you expected that they'd be a little bit better, but never 8-0. I think they're a good story. I think Baylor's a good story. And I think Minnesota Gophers is a really cool story. And, and I can't wait till they play Penn State next week. That'll be awesome.
Before we let you go, do they keep that game in Jacksonville? You got to enjoy going down calling that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's here through 23, and they just signed a two-year option after that. So I think that people have too much fun coming to this thing to have it home and home. It'd be cool for recruiting and all that. I get what Kirby says, but I think it's here to stay, at least in my broadcast lifetime.
Yeah, I would hope so, too. I would hope so, too. Brad, we appreciate you spending some time. I know you're up and you're on the move this morning.
I'm just pulling into Jack's airport, Sam.
Really? Well, I mean, we catch you when you're on the move.
Thank you, man.
We interviewed you once, and they were driving you home on the bus. And you would slept on the way, I think, from Oxford one time when you talked to us. They would turn it into your driveway. So thanks so much for spending the time, as always.
All right, fellas. Have a good Sunday fun day.
All right, Brad. Thank you.
All right. That is Brad Nelson with CBS Sports at the airport, ready to come back home. That's it.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Ken. That was me. We're both sent up here. Listen, we have got a conversation that we just don't talk about regularly around here, but yesterday was a big fight night.
Fight night. And one of the biggest stars was in action. Were people watching? And what's the next one we're going to watch for?
No, we'll see. That's coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.